Hello and welcome to LX2 Codependency Coaching. I am Stella. We are recording live on Instagram at Luna_X2_LLC. And Instagram is letting people know that we're here. I wanted to jump in because I've got a lot of like frenetic energy about this topic. So as topics happen, usually it's in conversations that I'm having them and they are happening. I was having conversations with clients and with humans and, you know, really thinking about the situation myself. And so I posted a question on TikTok and I posted one on here too about trust issues because human beings have trust issues. And I was thinking about it in all the contexts that I usually think about things. But the most recent one, right? So anyway, I was thinking about the idea of therapy, right? And so humans coming to talk to a stranger about therapy. I was having a conversation with my roommate last night. We had a really amazing dinner. I made steak. It was nice. It was actually quite delicious. I'm good at making steak. But we were talking about this idea of therapy and how it's a little bit interesting to come to a stranger and talk about your stuff. And so one of the things I had said to her was that, you know, I don't want to know anybody's trauma day one. Like, I don't feel like that's helpful, especially because I am a stranger and I say that to new clients often. I'm not going to be like, so tell me all the terrible things that have happened to you. I don't feel like that's helpful. But a lot of times people will come in feeling like they are all fucked up. And so that's, you know, that's what prevents them from coming to therapy in general, is this idea that like, I've got to go and talk to someone about how I'm a whole mess. And I don't ever see anybody as a whole mess. When people come to therapy, I recognize that like they are going through something. It does not define them. And it is really challenging to come in and talk to a stranger and trust that like this human being is going to, with, you know, respect and kindness and compassion, listen to whatever my narrative is. And so what I said to her is like, I don't ever see anybody as fucked up coming to my office. What I see is someone who has gotten through really hard things and they're struggling. And so really that is my whole motivation in doing the job that I do. And so I recognize the level of trust that it takes for someone to come into the office of a stranger, even if they've been referred to me by someone that, you know, loves them or that they love, to say like, this is what I'm struggling with. And I always just meet somebody where they're at in the moment. And if we need to go to the past and get stuff, like, let's do that. But I don't want to know your trauma the first day. I mean, if you want to tell me, that's fine. I'm not saying don't tell me. I'm saying like, tell me who you are as a human being. And somewhere in that narrative, you're going to tell me that you've gotten through really hard things and that you're here. And so that is ultimately my goal, is to meet somebody where they're at. On my website, I have written like, I am not the expert in anybody's life. I'm barely the expert in my own, but you are the expert in your life. So tell me who you are. So that's what builds trust, I can imagine. And so that's where my head was at kind of last night as I was putting together this thing. So on TikTok and on Instagram, I have put like, trust issues, people have them. Where did they come from? Is this a you problem or is this a them problem? And who has created the trust issues, right? So a lot of the responses on TikTok were both you and them. And then a lot of people responded them, right? My trust issues come from other people. So I'm having conversations with my people, my human beings, my friends. And then I'm also having conversations with clients. And this kind of theme kept coming up in the last 2 weeks of like trust issues and people really struggling to have trust in other human beings. Now, I did a podcast episode on trusting yourself a while back, and it is a chapter in the book, which, you know, is going to happen. I've gotten requests and people inquiring as to like, when is that happening? I'm still waiting for the final proofs on the cover. It's happening, but it's just moving in the time that it takes. And I've got to trust that, you know, when it's ready, I will know. I do struggle with trust to varying degrees, depending on situations and circumstances. So when people were saying like both my trust issues have come from other people and their behavior, absolutely. And so I was talking to my accountability buddy about it because I do that. And so I was like, tell me about trust. So we were sitting on a patio. It was a gorgeous afternoon. And she said, I think it's about confidence. And I was like, all right, tell me more. And so I agree with her. Like, oftentimes when it comes to us being vulnerable with other people, depending on our own background experiences, family of origin, relationships, a lot of times we don't have the confidence in ourselves to be able to show all of our parts at the same time and trust that other people will treat that with kindness, compassion, and grace. And so, yes, I agree with that statement. We were talking about just the idea of vulnerability and, back to this idea of the book. And I was like, it's very me-y. Like, I recognized as this was happening, the book things and all the stuff, and even like doing videos and the podcast, that I have to trust that I'm going to put it out there and it'll be fine. And I have to be confident enough in myself to know that the things that I'm saying are valuable and important, and people need to hear them, right? So I have to trust all of that. I had a conversation with my mom. My mom is 75, she'll be 76 this year. She's got some cognitive issues and some health things, and she lives far away. Anywho, she said, you're doing this for notoriety. You've always wanted to write a book. And I was like, no, the opposite of that. I don't like to be seen. And so there's where my trust issues are, is that today I have a lot more confidence in me in being seen. I have a lot more confidence in my knowledge and my education and my skills and my experience. I trust those things. And I trust that other people are going to get what they need from that experience. So, to my accountability buddy's point, a lot of times we don't have the confidence in ourselves, but also we don't have the confidence in other people to be able to meet us where we're at. And that is a challenge and a struggle. I know that for me, I don't always assume the worst, but I come again from a realist perspective. I'm not going to rush into anything and be like, everything is great. I have a healthy level of skepticism most of the time. And since I've developed this sense of confidence, dignity, and self-respect, I also recognize that, like, it doesn't really matter. A lot of times we're so concerned with what other people think that we hold ourselves back, or we don't share our full selves, or we, try to see who we're engaging with before we jump in headlong into situations and fully trust the other person. I'm really grateful to have a handful of humans, my tequila and a shovel buddies, who I can share my whole self with, and they can meet me where I'm at. And I also recognize that, like I said, when clients come into my office, I am a stranger, even if they've been referred to me by someone else. And they don't know what I do or who I am or all the things. Some people have an idea or a sense of what therapy is. And my first question often is not, how are you? It is, have you been to therapy before? And they'll say yes or no or whatever. If they say no, I usually say, this will be different than whatever you perceive or think that therapy is, because this is how I do it. And if people have been to therapy before, I also say, this will probably be a little bit different. I look different than most therapists. I do things a little differently. So let's kind of get to know each other. And that puts people at ease, especially teenagers, because they're like, ugh, another adult telling me what to do. And they struggle with trust, right? It's very interesting to me because I do recognize, especially when I am working with adults who have been dealing with things that they have not told other people or generally don't share, they have a level of privacy, but they perceive that they will be seen as other or as different or as bad. They have this idea that, like, if anybody knew what was actually going on, they'd think I was crazy. A lot of times when people, are like, I'm not gonna go to therapy, I'm not crazy. Joke's on you, fool. I don't deal with full-on crazy. I deal with moderately crazy, or dealing with humans dealing with difficult things. And so there are so many hindrances to people seeking help because they don't trust that they will, one, get the help, and two, that they are even worthy of the help. And I find that really sad. Because, as I've said before, I feel like everybody should go to therapy at least once, but nobody needs to go forever. And when we think about the things that people struggle with, you never know what somebody is dealing with or what they just haven't shared with you. And it's not even about you, it's about them. They feel like if I said this out loud, one, that makes it real. Two, other people are going to think that somehow I am deficient, other, or bad. And so they're not going to share those things, and they live with that often in silence. They live with their shame or their guilt or their sadness, and they don't want to give it to other people because other people could, be that, give them shame or think that they are somehow deficient. What I know to be true about the human experience is it sucks. There are sucky parts. There are also beautiful, amazing parts, but it's hard. And oftentimes, like I said, when people come in, they have already, because I deal with adults mostly, they've already dealt with really difficult things. And what they haven't been able to see, and sometimes they need a different perspective, is they have a tremendous amount of resilience. They have amazing abilities to be able to get through really difficult things. And so, that idea of like you never know what a stranger is dealing with, that's true. Because a lot of times we have created and crafted this perspective or perception that everything is great or fine. Again, we use social media. Social media is very curated. I choose what I post, and so a lot of times we all choose what we post. But we create this, image of, perfection or happiness or adventure or whatever. And what we as consumers of this particular media is that everybody else's life is great, and that's not true. Okay. I talk about what would people think often because that is our first kind of indicator of managing how we express ourselves out in the world, but also that perspective that like everybody's looking. And the truth is, they're not. They're looking if you're putting it out there, but a lot of times, even when we get on the elevator, right, people ask in an arbitrary way, "How are you?" And then we all say, "I'm good." We don't share all the things, because if I told somebody what was actually going on in my brain, they would probably be like, "What the fuck? That's crazy." And so I don't want to trust, obviously, elevator guy with that, but I also struggle even to the people that are closest to me that I don't want to share. I don't trust that they'll be able to just hold all of the space. I can barely hold all of the space for myself sometimes. And if we have been taught or raised with this idea of like, we don't tell anybody what's going on in our home, the immediate thought is we can't trust anybody outside of here. They will think something's wrong, right? My mom was very much that human. It was like, what happens in our house is private, which is fine. I love the idea of privacy, but also she would behave differently, depending on who the audience was. And so as a little kid, I'm like, I don't, do we trust those people? Do we talk to them? I don't know what we do. Some of us were raised with the idea of like, never trust anybody. You can never trust anyone. That's terrifying. Because I don't know what that means. Do I not tell adults what's happening? Do I not share with, and there are reasons for that. I do understand that. But if you tell a little kid, trust no one, then they're gonna be like, well, something's bad is happening and I don't know who to call. Who's the adult? And so that starts, right? That starts with that idea of like we cannot talk about what's going on. I cannot say what is happening. If I told somebody my thoughts or secrets, they're gonna think I'm other. They're gonna think I'm weird. They're going to perceive me as different. And so I need to keep that to myself. I cannot trust other people. And then there's the other part, the them part, right? People are going to challenge your trust. They are going to challenge your ability to put faith in them. I talk with my accountability buddy often about faith. I struggle with faith. It's not a thing that I do. I really like science and what I can see. That said, I do have faith in certain things, right? I do trust myself now, today, that I can get myself into and out of a lot of bullshit. I do trust that I have skills and abilities beyond what the challenge is to be able to get through it. I also trust that everything happens exactly the way it's supposed to, even when it sucks. That took time to grow and build. My friends, the people that I have close to me that are very much like my family, have proven themselves over and over and over without even knowing it. Like, there were no tests. It just, if they do a thing, if they say a thing, they do a thing. And I love that. I do. And I also have surrounded myself with human beings that communicate rather effectively. I, for someone who did not like to be seen, does not like to be vulnerable, I struggle because I'm protecting my tender little heart. And so it was difficult for me to open up to certain people or to share all of myself because I didn't trust that they were going to be able to hold that space, or that sometimes I am too much. If you have ever gone to happy hour with me, you know that I cry all the time. Part of that is because I'm a Pisces, you know, born in February, but also it's because now I share all of my feelings most of the time. And I say things out loud, but it took years to get to that place. And some people aren't there yet, right? And so when people come into my office, they start to learn that they can trust and feel seen in that space, and it's safe, and their secrets and their experiences are safe in this environment. And so when we are in relationship with another person and we are seen and we allow ourselves to be seen, all of our parts at the same time, sometimes we do it a little bit at a time and build trust so that we know that they are going to be safe with our sweet, tender souls. They are going to be safe with our secrets. And when I feel confident and comfortable and I look at all of my parts at the same time, I can do that and not worry as much. What would people think? Are people going to say that, like, that's Stella, she's unhinged? They might, and I'm okay with that. Like, you know, some versions of me have been unhinged. Some versions of me have been kind of shitty and kind of an ass. Like, 100%, I own that, and that's true. And if you have questions about why that was, I will tell you. But it takes time. It takes both trust and confidence in myself and trust and confidence in those other humans that I can be seen, all of my parts at the same time, and it's safe, right? That does not mean that everybody gets to see all of your stuff all the time. Obviously, we teach little kids, like, don't talk to strangers. But if I haven't met you, everybody's a stranger, right? It takes effort to teach kids who is safe and who is not. And sometimes that is not helpful because we don't know if someone's safe until they do something unsafe, right? I was talking to a client recently who was in a relationship that was really struggling, and that was, it was challenging for a long time, and it built over time. And so it wasn't until we kind of dissected and broke down like how that got to be the way that it was. And oftentimes when we are seeking that validation, acceptance, and love from other people, we put a lot of faith and trust in that dynamic. And then we learn, ooh, not a safe person, right? And so then we start to doubt ourselves. We start to go, well, now I can't listen to my instinct because I don't know. And I got myself in this situation and now I have to deal with it. And so I start to distrust myself. I start to distrust my ability to make good choices and to be able to connect. Because, oh, that was awful, right? That experience was terrible. Or stranger violated my boundaries or whatever. And now everything is terrifying, right? We talk about trauma in that way, that it teaches us we cannot trust others and we cannot trust ourselves because I got myself into this situation. And then we start to have a lot of shame. We have a lot of guilt, and that clouds our ability to put faith and trust in how I do things and how I function. And so shame and guilt are unhelpful. And we don't recognize that, like, that's even what it is until someone else says, how are you feeling about that, right? A lot of times, you know, especially with codependency, especially when we're little kids and we have to manage everybody else's feelings, we are so concentrated and focused on what is happening on the outside with other humans that we are not paying attention to our own instincts. We are not paying attention to our own needs. We are not paying attention to our own feelings. We shove that down, and then it's really difficult because I am betraying my things that I know to be true for me because I'm so worried about other people. I'm so worried about like this trauma situation or this chaos situation. I just want to keep myself safe, and so I'm going to shut down. And so when we learn that, we start to do all those extra things to get that acceptance, validation, and love to be seen, but in a safe way, right? Like, I don't want you to see all the things. That might be uncomfortable. And so it does, all of those things affect our ability to trust in other humans, in our own choices and decisions to be out in the world. I say all of this not to scare you. The world is a relatively safe place, depending on where you are. But you got to start to listen to you. And once there is room for you in your life, once you start to recognize that you are resilient, you are able to get through all of these difficult things, you start to build those facts that I tell you to check on a regular basis. You start to recognize, okay, I make choices, consequences happen, and I've gotten myself in and out of a lot of things. And I know that not everybody is thinking about me all that much, and other people are dealing with their own bullshit, and I can get through this one step at a time, right? It's difficult, 100%. It's an us and them situation. And when we start to recognize, okay, what are my facts, actual facts? What have I been able to do? And what is my goal today, right? Sometimes for us, our goal today is just to get out of the bed and out into the world and then back safely, whatever that is. And so when I start to trust me, when I know that I know what I can do, and I know that I can be safe, and I know that I trust myself to be able to do things, I'm not going to betray me. I'm going to ask for my needs. I'm going to allow somebody to show up and see all my parts at the same time. All of that takes time. All of that takes practice. And you're going to suck at it some of the time. You might suck at it all of the time. And yet, what I know to be true is you got yourself this far. You have been able to do all of the things that got you to this moment, good or bad, and you will get past whatever shitty thing is going to happen as long as you can trust yourself. And have a handful of people that can see you and consistently show up and, can choose to engage with you in a positive way. If you're lucky enough to have family and friends and all those things, recognize who you trust. When you think about if I'm going through something challenging or difficult, who am I going to turn to? And can they hold the space for that? Gotta ask the question. Gotta see, do you have the capacity? Because I am feeling like a shit show today. And they say, yeah, I do. What's going on? Right? And they can just hold the space. They don't have to fix you. They don't have to change it. They can just hold the space. That's someone you can trust. Recognize that not everyone is out to get you. And, not everybody is gonna be terrible. There are terrible people. And also, there are really wonderful people. And it's a balance. But when you can trust yourself, when you can feel confident and safe, and recognize that, like, I'm just a human being doing human things, and sometimes I'm gonna suck, then it gets a little bit easier to like take that step out. I have clients who are super introverts, and they really do struggle. Like, they fear that the world is blah, scary. And some of them have really valid reasons for that, and they still get through every day. They still, make things happen to the best of their ability. I really do recognize that like everyone is going through something. And so when you're in my office and I'm like, tell me what's happening. Tell me what made you feel like therapy was what you needed. I can meet you here today. This is what we're gonna do, and we will get through it. And like I said, I focus on the resilience and strength of human beings. And I recognize that they are all trying to get through. And their higher self or whoever decided that, therapy is a good idea gets them to this place. We have to test who people are and recognize, is it a situation? Is it a personality? Is it, you know, is it a circumstance, and how do people continue to show up, right? What am I seeing? Do I feel safe? Pay attention to what's going on in your body when you interact with humans. I told you I was listening to like true crime podcasts there for a minute. I stopped because my God, there's so many scary things out in the world, and I started to listen to more consistent, not positive, but just like solution ways of looking at things, which has been helpful. Because my brain can go down a rabbit hole, and that's not helpful. And because my work, like, I do recognize that humans are out there doing ungodly things to other humans. So it could very much teach me not to trust human beings. So I try to find the balance. Again, I'm a realist. I try to find the resilience. I try to find the strength. I try to find the beauty, in the world and in the human experience. So when you start to recognize, do I feel safe? Is my sweet soul safe in the, you know, in the experience of this other human? Can I trust them? It's okay to test it. It's okay to ask questions. It's okay to look at it with a little skepticism, and then also recognize, do I have the ability to get in and out of bullshit, right? Do I have the ability? Have I been able to get myself out of things that were challenging or difficult? Who is there? Who is helping? Can I trust them? Right? Again, everything happens in seasons. Sometimes people fall in and out of your life, and we don't understand why until after the fact. But we do get to ask questions and really recognize that, like, we're gonna have experiences. All of us in this human journey are going to have experiences that are positive and negative. And if I can trust myself, if I can build my confidence and see all of my parts at the same time, if I recognize that my needs and my wants are valid and worthy, what am I going to do to get there, right? My accountability buddy was right. It is about how we feel about ourselves, and can we allow ourselves to be vulnerable? But it is also about who is showing up, who is showing you consistently that you can put faith and trust in them. So recognize that trust issues are part of our experience, but they don't have to be the only part of our experience where we are shutting down and isolating ourselves and limiting our ability to have healthy relationships where we can communicate and express our needs and our wants and our dreams and our desires and laugh and giggle and all the things. I had an amazing dinner with my roommate last night, and we laughed so hard. And recognizing that she and I have been through many seasons together, and I'm grateful, right? I'm grateful to be able to share space with someone that I can trust with my whole self. There are also people that have been in my experience that I don't have relationships with anymore, and part of that is trust, and part of that is time, and part of that is experience, and all of it changes. So if you identify as someone with trust issues, start to pay attention to who you can feel comfortable and vulnerable with, and share all of your parts. And are they seen? Is it cherished? Is it expressed that you are appreciated? Right? Then you can start to build trust a little bit at a time. Sharing your whole self is not easy, but you can do it a little bit at a time. Also, therapy. What I have noticed is that, you know, as I'm listening to these podcasts and I'm listening to these, you know, humans, the positive ones, they're talking about the ability to go in and talk to another person and just to get it all out, just so that you're not carrying it all with yourself and worried about what would people think. People are going to think what they think, and most of that has nothing to do with you. It has to do with them. There's your nugget. Thank you to everyone who's listening. New countries popped up. China, Mexico, very excited. Thank you. Welcome to the party. Bienvenidos, listening to the podcast. I am so excited to really kind of share these ideas. And contrary to my mom's belief, it's not about notoriety. It really is just about sharing the information. Because I think it's important for us to learn how to love ourselves, to learn how to trust ourselves, to learn how to see all of our parts at the same time, so that we continue to grow and be people who are trustworthy to share space with other people. Anyway, that's your nugget. I'm going to end the video, I'm going to end the podcast, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Take care. All right, so we have ended the video. We are ending the podcast. Again, thank you to everyone who's listening. Thank you to people who are sharing it and having conversations. Thanks to everyone who is responding on Instagram and on TikTok, on Facebook. You know how to get a hold of me. It's lunax2.llc at gmail.com. That's one way to get a hold of me. lx2.cod.coach at gmail. That's the other way. LunaX2 on Facebook and Instagram, and LX2 Codependency Coaching on TikTok. I will talk to you soon. Take care.